This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. A Cleveland rock band founded by two lawyers is releasing its second album. For this week's Shuffle, I talked with John Ramsey of Orange Animal about how his hobby of playing guitar became much more meaningful. John Ramsey has been playing guitar for most of his life, but a couple years ago, he got together with his fellow lawyer friend, Adam Thurman, and the two realized they had something special.
He had told me before that he had played drums, and so we kind of bounced around the idea of playing music, and then we were at an event, and somebody handed me a guitar, and that kind of got it rolling. And so he and I together started, you know, just playing around and started working on some covers and just kind of getting our legs under us between the two of us. So, you know, my big push was I wanted to play originals. It's kind of a personal project for me. So I started bringing in the originals, and thank goodness these guys were willing to follow along and really, really embraced it. It was great. We've just been traveling around playing until we now have recorded the second album. Strange friends we found in the mail. There's some dream along the way. Sing loud and low, you cannot say.
When you talk about this being a personal project for you, what do you mean by that?
My mom passed at the end of 2012, December 26th, and I kind of learned at that time, somehow I didn't really know much about it ahead of time, was the breadth of a piano player she was. And so as I kind of began to explore that more and more, it really kind of pushed me more to keep writing music, and then it became really kind of a personal project that, you know, I was kind of carrying that torch and wanted to get up on stage. As uncomfortable as that can be, I really just wanted to push that.
Was music a part of her life when you were growing up too?
Yes, but always kind of in the periphery. She was a classically trained pianist. We had a piano in the house when I was a little kid. Never saw her play it. When she was dying, I learned that she was accepted into various music schools, and somehow I had never, ever had the opportunity to hear her play.
Wow.
And so it's always been kind of a mystery that I've been chasing since then.
So you've kind of explored your musical world.
Absolutely.
Through learning from hers.
Absolutely.
Tapped out in the moonlight beating, wrapped tight in your memory waiting.
You just released your second album called No Song, Sick Hearts. Is there a theme that runs through this one?
The concept of the album is sing loud the loves you can't say. You know, there are things in our normal lives that we can't just simply express in regular conversation, or we can't express, you know, in prose. There are some things that music just allows you to explore and to sing about and to live and to breathe. And so that's really what this next album for me is about, is kind of that. There's a quiet joy to it for me.
John, thanks so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
That's John Ramsey of Orange Animal. You can find links to their music at WKSU.org. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene, Thursdays on Morning Edition.
Somewhere you and me, our shapes say we're lost at sea, misplaced with a touch of your hand. Where were you?